local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is open, as always, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, if you see anything out there, you can either text us or call and talk to Austin directly at 850-262-6111. A busy Tuesday indeed here, and we get you started with our full rundown with today's top three stories. House Speaker Mike Johnson is unveiling a plan for foreign aid today, calling for four separate bills with funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other priorities.
We have terrorists and tyrants and terrible leaders around the world like Putin and Xi and in Iran, and they're watching to see if America will stand up for its allies and in our own interests around the globe, and we will.
And Johnson explained his plan after a closed-door GOP conference meeting yesterday after months of delay. Of course, this would go counter to what the Senate passed in February, all-encompassing $95 billion package that included aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Each bill would be voted on separately before the end of the week, according to the House Speaker. More on him coming up here in our national headlines. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack over the weekend. Yesterday, calling his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours, responding would go against President Biden's request for the country to stand down. The attack over the weekend resulted in no deaths and very little damage, thanks to Israel and its allies helping strike down various missiles and drones. I guess we'll see. If Israel does strike back, that would be both Israel and Iran, who have both not heeded the word of warning from the president saying don't. So they're like, yeah, we're just going to do what we want to do. The chairman of the Federal Reserve today throwing cold water on chances of a possible interest rate cut next month. Jerome Powell says there's been a lack of progress on inflation so far this year and that higher rates should remain as the Fed continues trying to get inflation down to 2%. That's a look at our top three stories. Switching gears to local headlines today, we'll hit our top local headline before getting our first update on the roads and weather this hour. Mayor D.C. Reeves, we talked about this yesterday, today's Tuesday, so Monday. The city says that they are putting mailers out with information on the how to get up to the credit monitoring service. If you're a City of Pensacola resident, if you're a past employee or if an account holder with sanitation or anything like that, you're going to be getting a letter in the mail with details on how to sign up for credit monitoring that's being offered through TransUnion. Mayor Reeves says they're not taking any chances when it comes to the protection of personal info.
We'd rather over-notify in a normal setting, if we had had full confirmation that, let's say, one specific department had one specific piece of information that was exposed, then we would have just notified people within that specific department or those customers.
And Reeves says the criminal investigation is still ongoing, and while there has been no confirmation of any specific leaks or of private information, the city is making that service available. Reeves says in the aftermath of the 2019 ransomware attack, the city added insurance to help cover the cost for credit monitoring under the assumption they may need it again. And here we are. The price tag is around $82,000 for that. Taking a look at our weather forecast, a little bit more clouds coming into the picture, also a bit warmer. Here's Alan.
The weather overnight will be mostly cloudy with low temperatures down in the 60s. We've got mostly cloudy skies really for the next couple of days or so. It will be a little on the warm side and a little humid too. High temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, a little bit warmer along the inland areas and just a little bit cooler along those coastal zones. Looking ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first morning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, Austin, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, bud?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, and I think I can say the same for the roads, all things considered. We do have one accident report that's causing a lot of backups. This is if you're on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. That's basically going to have you backed up past Gulf Breeze High School. So very long-reaching congestion there. Also had a couple of call-ins, but shortly before we went live, we had wrecks being reported on Three Mile Bridge. That's if you're coming into Pensacola, and on Airport Boulevard, if you're getting off of the I-10 northbound ramp. But neither of those reports seem to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time, so I wouldn't worry too much about it right now. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the usual suspects on the roads here. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from the Hurlburt Field area, we got some problems there. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway, Joe.
All right, thank you. This morning heard from Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, couple of incidents. Number one, the 19-year-old charged for accidentally shooting and killing a teenager turned himself into the Escambia County Jail yesterday.
It was just so tragic. I've noticed a lot of comments about it that, you know, two lives were lost. And
yeah.
Obviously, my thoughts and prayers go out to the victim and the victim's family.
Yeah.
And then this particular individual has to deal with this for the rest of his life as well.
And Ethan O'Brien is now charged with negligent manslaughter. Investigators say he accidentally shot and killed a 16-year-old while showing off the gun at a party on Wishbone Road, then initially fled the scene, but then turned himself in. Also, some positive momentum from the last week over the possible expansion of the Community Partnership School Program in Escambia County. District leaders will tell you that the results have been tremendous at the three schools that currently have the program. That's C.A. Weiss Elementary, Bellevue Elementary, and Pine Forest High School. And now it looks like the Escambia Children's Trust appears poised to consider funding 10 more.
I have high hopes. I mean, it just really got me excited. We really almost have everything in the right place at the right time to do something very, very special in this county. I mean, very special.
That from school board member Kevin Adams. Children's Trust Executive Director Lindsay Cannon says the plan would be to add two new community partnership schools over the next 5 years. The cost to bring in the program is about $450,000 per school. Down the road in Okaloosa County, Sheriff Eric Aiden talking about the spring break recap says overall a safe and successful season, although arrests were up.
And we had 670 arrests this year, which is up actually over 200 from last year, which is a significant jump in 1 year. Every year we have several hundred arrests for underage possession.
Meanwhile, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says arrests were down. They placed the new surveillance van at the beach as well as increased patrols too. We'll take a break there at 4:18. Back with state and national news next. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about Governor DeSantis' visit yesterday to Pensacola, where he talked about the limits to challenges to school books by non-parents in the school district, and also the school board dragging its feet on solving the Warrington Now Preparatory Academy issue. Also talked about the Escambia Children's Trust proposal to turn as many as 10 schools into community partnership schools like C.A. Weiss and Pine Forest, and also damage to Pine Forest High and George Stone from the tornado last week. Fairly significant. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin with you, keeping you company on a Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Weather looks really good, 75 degrees right now, a little bit more clouds, and it's going to stay that way here for the next few days, but no rain to speak of for the rest of the work week, so that's some good news. Alan with more on that. Also, another check of the roadway is coming your way in a couple minutes from now. Getting a look at our state headlines today, a potential phishing scam is impacting Florida drivers. I got an email about this. SunPass is warning users about a texting scheme that is, or maybe it was a text, that is requesting payments from customers as a way to avoid fees. The suspects are sending people a link to a fake website to try to collect personal information. The toll agency says it will never ask for money through text messages. I think the dollar amount was like $3.95. It was like, hey, you have $3.95, you need to pay us, and here's a link. So I did receive one of those.
Wow, yeah, look out for that. Prices at the pump are on the rise throughout Florida. AAA says fuel costs went up by 9 cents overnight, bringing the current average to $3.59 per gallon. That's 12 cents more than what drivers were paying for this time last month. The growing conflict in the Middle East is putting a strain on gas prices.
One of the two Florida state prosecutors that was suspended by Governor DeSantis is running for re-election.
My unelected replacement was handpicked based on one qualification, her blind allegiance to Ron DeSantis.
That's Democrat Andrew Warren. He was elected twice as the state attorney for Hillsborough County before DeSantis removed him in 2022, claiming he refused to enforce certain laws. Back in January, you may recall, Warren announced he would not be seeking a third term because he said, well, DeSantis will just remove me again. 2 days later, though, a federal appeals court ruled the suspension violated Warren's free speech rights and sent the case back to a lower court judge. Warren is set to face off with Susie Lopez, who was the appointee of the governor.
And a day after touting Florida's wide-ranging education bill in Pensacola, Governor Ron DeSantis is putting a pen to paper in Jacksonville.
It's kind of a passive-aggressive posture to try to create conflict, to try to generate narrative, and to advance a political agenda.
One provision creates a classical education certificate as an alternative for teachers. The bill also limits non-parents in school districts to one book objection per month. 425 on the dot. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. The main problem right now is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach. We had a lot of congestion there. It's starting to break up a bit, but it's still going to have you predominantly backed up just past Gulf Breeze High School, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's going to be Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field coming from Mary Esther, and then a bit further west as you pass Windhaven Beach.
All right, here's Alan with the forecast.
Overnight lows will be down in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be dry tonight and tomorrow, but a lot of cloud cover in the skies tomorrow and really over the next couple of days. High temps tomorrow will be up around 80 degrees. If you're going to be along the immediate coast, not quite as warm. And if you're a little farther inland, maybe a little bit warmer. Jumping ahead to the weekend, there is a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 426 here at News Radio 92.3, turning our attention to national news. A second House Republican says he'll support an effort to oust Speaker Mike Johnson from power. Republican Thomas Massey from Kentucky called on Johnson to resign and announced he's co-sponsoring a resolution offered by Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country.
That's obviously Speaker Johnson, who told reporters he's not stepping down. Conservatives are upset with Johnson over his handling of foreign aid for Ukraine and other U.S. allies. And I guess just getting a head start on our recap of our top three stories today, Johnson unveiled his plan for the foreign aid. He's going to have four separate bills with funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and then other priorities. Each bill would be voted on separately. Austin?
Well, the U.S. is preparing new sanctions on Iran after they launched a weekend drone and missile attack on Israel. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced a move today at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank spring meetings. Yellen said that her agency will work with U.S. allies to continue to disrupt Tehran's malign and destabilizing activities.
Fourth body recovered at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Unified Command says the body was found inside a vehicle at the site on Sunday. Name not released yet. Eight construction workers were knocked into the water, two rescued and four recovered so far.
And a Supreme Court case could squash felony charges against January 6th rioters and former President Trump. The justices are hearing an appeal today brought by a former police officer who is seeking to dismiss a charge accusing him of trying to overturn the 2020 election. The officer argues that the obstruction law only applies to document shredding. The high court's decision would impact 330 of the alleged noters and the election interference prosecution of Trump, who faces charges of violating the same law.
Authorities confirming the deaths of two Kansas women whose bodies were found in Oklahoma. The bodies of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were found more than 2 weeks after the women were last seen. A total of four people are now facing two counts of first-degree murder. Tiffany Adams, one of the suspects, is the mother of Butler's ex-husband, who was involved in a custody battle with Butler.
And the House has sent the Senate articles of impeachment for the head of Homeland Security. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is eager for a trial to begin because he wants Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas out of a job.
Alejandro Mayorkas actively aided the criminal invasion of this country by criminal drug cartels and illegal aliens.
Tomorrow, the Senate is likely to swear in their members as jurors. The majority leader will try to end the trial as quickly as it starts, and he could have the votes.
Yeah, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer there. I'm not expecting this to go anywhere. It'll be shot down with the majority, obviously, on the Democratic side of things. Recap of today's top three stories. Already went over number one with House Speaker Johnson's plan for foreign aid. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack over the weekend. He has, over the last 24 hours, called his war cabinet together for a second time now. Of course, responding would go against President Biden's request for the country to stand down. Of course, Iran ignored that request also. The attack over the weekend resulted in no deaths, very little damage thanks to the Iron Dome, as well as allies helping strike down various missiles and drones. And also, the chairman of the Federal Reserve is saying not so fast when it comes to possible interest rate cuts. Jerome Powell saying there's been a lack of progress on inflation so far this year and that higher rates should remain as they still try to get inflation down to 2%. Recap of our top three stories there are sports headlines, health, business, and science still to come. Fox News Update coming up now on Pensacola Right Now.
I'm Tom Graham. Day two of jury selection is underway in the hush money case against Donald Trump. Fox's Nate Foy is in New York City.
Both sides are bringing up any challenges they have to or about prospective jurors. Some of them have been denied. Others have been granted. And this comes as DA Alvin Bragg is asking the court to punish Trump for violating a gag order.
Trump has repeatedly criticized witnesses on his Truth Social account. The House delivered two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate this afternoon.
Alejandro and Mayorkas has repeatedly violated laws enacted by Congress regarding immigration and border security.
House impeachment manager Mark Green. Democrats call the GOP impeachment effort political. Senate leader Chuck Schumer saying jurors will be sworn in tomorrow afternoon, but it's unclear if a trial will proceed. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Money Now. Boosted by strong demand, United Airlines, after today's market close, forecast a better-than-expected spring quarter profit. Meanwhile, first quarter revenue of $12.5 billion was up nearly 10% from the year-ago period. It mentioned a solid pickup in business travel. Shares of United are soaring 5.7% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks finished mixed. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite fell slightly, but the Dow Industrials rose 63 points to halt a six-session skid. Gasoline pump prices have crept higher this spring, and there could be another jump this summer. Some analysts are warning that a particularly active Atlantic hurricane season could prompt a late summer surge in fuel costs. Weather experts at Colorado State University are predicting some 23 named storms this summer, 11 of them likely becoming hurricanes, and about five major hurricanes. The current average price for gas is $3.60 per gallon, up 19 cents from a month ago. That's your money now.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. If four quarterbacks go in the top five, then the Giants will pass on a QB. However, if either J.J. McCarthy or Drake May falls to six, Joe Shane will select the signal caller. McCarthy could play right away, but I don't think he would succeed in New York because of the lack of talent around him. Drake May has a higher ceiling but isn't NFL ready. However, he's the better match for Big Blue because they could sit him for the entire 2024 season and throw Daniel Jones to the Wolves one last time. I'm Zach Gelb.
Grip for worn-out brakes and save now on Brake Best Select. Brake Best Select Pro are import direct brake pads and rotors only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPB LLC.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle. You know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, still multiple spots of note on the roads at this time. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, you're still going to be experiencing congestion. It's going to push you back just a little ways past Gulf Breeze High School. We've been dealing with that so far this hour, and it is starting to break up, but it's a slow but sure process. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've still got some problems in that area there. Not much to bat an eye at, though. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field, and then further westbound past Windhaven Beach. We've got some evening congestion causing you problems in both of those areas there. And then the last main one is Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be mostly cloudy with low temperatures down in the 60s. We've got mostly cloudy skies really for the next couple of days or so. It will be a little on the warm side and a little humid too. High temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, a little bit warmer along the inland areas and just a little bit cooler along those coastal zones. Looking ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first morning WEAR News weather forecast.
Very good. Thank you, Alan. 4:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, starting with the NBA, we just got a couple quick headlines here. The NBA postseason begins tonight with a play-in doubleheader on TNT. It's the Pelicans and Lakers at 6:30, followed by the 9-seeded Kings and 10-seeded Warriors at 9. Winner of the Pelicans and Lakers goes on and makes the final cut for the playoffs. The loser has to face the winner of the 9 and 10, so on and so forth. Also, forward Blake Griffin has announced his retirement after 14 years in the NBA. He will be remembered as a six-time All-Star and five-time All-NBA selection that saw much success alongside Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan on LA's Lob City Clippers. So most likely a Hall of Fame career there. In the NHL, it's Maple Leafs at Panthers at 6:30 on ESPN. And on TV tonight, it's Braves at Astros in the MLB. That's going to be at 7:10. You can catch that game on TBS. And then late last night when we were about to wrap up the show, we had the WNBA draft get underway. Caitlin Clark, unsurprisingly, number one. Basketball superstar Caitlin's jersey sales are off the charts. Fanatics sold out most of her sizes in Clark's Indiana Fever jersey with an hour of her being selected by the team with the first overall pick, obviously. They're offering pre-orders for Clark jerseys that it says will ship no later than October 31st.
Which would be the entire WNBA season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, that's got to suck. But hey, it's a testament to how popular she is. And then the Olympic flame is lit. The fire was ignited early this morning in Greece at the ancient birthplace of the Olympics. The ceremony starts a torch relay that will culminate in Paris for the Summer Games on July 26th. You're still waiting for your Caitlin Clark jersey.
Yes, yeah. That's right. I also saw, I think it was like 2.3 million viewers to the WNBA draft last night as well, which was interesting, of course, because everybody knew Caitlin was going to go first. So it was just tuning in to watch her get drafted and talk to the media and all that. So
yeah,
big number. 440 now at News Radio 92.3, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. Record labels have come to an agreement with the Screen Actors Guild on protections for artists from the use of AI. SAG-AFTRA announced that the agreement with major labels follows protections the union and the writers reached with production studios last year after their respective strikes.
And new users on X, formerly known as Twitter, may need to pay for basic features of the app upon signing up. That's according to X owner Elon Musk. He posted Monday that he believes that by charging a small fee early on it will curb the bot problem plaguing the app. The plan was piloted in New Zealand and the Philippines.
NASA is confirming that an object that crashed through the roof of a South Florida home last month came from the International Space Station. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Part of a cargo pallet loaded with 5,800 pounds of old batteries hit the Naples home. It's a lot of batteries, man.
Yeah.
This was back in March. The pallet was expected to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, and now scientists are looking to find out why their calculations were wrong.
Yeah, and now they need to be calculating how much money they owe that guy.
That's right.
The Justice Department is preparing to file a federal antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation over allegations that they have leveraged their market share to undermine the competition for tickets. Ticketmaster has come under fire many times over the years following struggles by fans to access limited tickets and high fees.
Social media platforms are not inherently suitable for youth, say top psychologists, and tech companies and lawmakers need to do more to protect kids' mental health. Here's Tammy Trujillo with more.
The American Psychological Association said Tuesday that endless scrolling and push notifications are particularly risky for young people whose brains are still developing. They're not as capable of pulling back from addictive experiences. The report also said social media can affect schoolwork and sleep. Social media companies like Meta, the parent of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, say they've been working to protect children, but the APA report says it's not yet enough. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Frankly, as somebody who knows exactly what my screen time is, I would say that it's not inherently suitable for non-youth as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, it can be addicting to anybody. I know what they're saying about we want to protect kids. Obviously, you do. I don't know how you're going to, personally, with the problems that they're discussing.
It's at the home, man, just like everything else. It starts at home.
Yeah, I mean, if the parents want to limit it, great, but you can't just try to make parameters on the app. There's always going to be people who are going to find a way to wiggle past that.
Absolutely.
Let's see, real quick look at some pop culture notes before we get into traffic and weather. The Library of Congress has announced that the 25 new recordings that will be archived this year includes the 80 years dating back to Lieutenant James Reese Europe's 369th U.S. Infantry Band song, Clarinet Marmalade. Many popular songs were included, such as Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers, La Dee Da Dee by Doug E. Fresh, and Slick Rick, and then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry.
Very eclectic list there.
Yes, I think I would probably recognize all those songs. Clarinet Marmalade, I don't know about the name.
No, I think that was the first one that was in. So that was 80 years ago, but yeah, I'm not sure on that.
Oh,
one.
I thought it was saying that was like part of the collection
now. It dates all the way back to. So that was the first song there.
All right.
Speaking of music.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness.
I actually don't have a Beatles story. I just wanted to play that. The Beatles' last film, Let It Be, is coming to Disney Plus. Let It Be was released in May of 1970, just a month after the Beatles broke up. It was briefly available on video and Laserdisc, but hasn't been seen in decades. The Beatles, Apple, and Disney announced that it's been restored by director Peter Jackson, who, of course, brought us the outtakes of the film in the Get Back docuseries in 2021.
Wow.
So, yeah, good stuff there for if you're a Beatles fan.
Oh, absolutely. 4:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. That's what I'm a fan of. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we still got some problems there in front of Oriole Beach. And there's a bit of a break in the action, but then it's going to continue to back up just past Gulf Breeze High School. So be on the lookout for that. That's runoff from an accident report we had, I think, late last hour. Beyond that, it's just a bit more of the same. Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards Nine Mile Road. And Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field. And then a bit further west through Windhaven Beach.
Overnight lows will be down in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be dry tonight and tomorrow, but a lot of cloud cover in the skies tomorrow and really over the next couple of days. High temps tomorrow will be up around 80 degrees. If you're going to be along the immediate coast, not quite as warm. And if you're a little farther inland, maybe a little bit warmer. Jumping ahead to the weekend, there is a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. The executor of O.J. Simpson's will is softening his comments about whether the Goldman family will receive any money from Simpson's estate. Of course, after the trial of the century, Simpson was found liable for $33.5 million in a civil judgment. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, attorney Malcolm Laverne said, Fred Goldman's claim will be accepted and handled in accordance with Nevada law. Last week, he did an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He said, quote, it's my hope that the Goldmans get zero, nothing.
Wow.
So quite the reversal there. Yeah, I read a little bit more on this, and I think his issue is that right when the news broke about O.J. dying, attorneys for the Goldman family were calling him up being like, ding dong, the witch is dead. Where's the money? And so that kind of ticked him off a little bit and said, hey, you know, just died. You're dancing on his, not even his grave yet.
Yeah, he ain't in it yet.
You're just right. And so that kind of set him off where he's just like, hey, I'm going to make sure that they don't get anything. And I don't know if, you know, maybe somebody got in his ear or if he just kind of realized, hey, you know, now that he's dead, we kind of have to. I don't know how that works with the law, but you know, apparently he's saying that, hey, with Nevada law and paying out the will and all of the judgments and all that. So I guess cooler heads have prevailed, I suppose, which
as it should.
Listen, there's nothing really good about this, but
no.
you look at the Goldman family specifically, and I can't imagine what they had to go through 30 years ago, and that up until this point, it's just, you know, Ron Goldman has been a footnote to this, and just what the parents must be going through and still going through after all this time, and now OJ dies, and now they're like, maybe some closure, because I mean, I think deep down in their hearts, they know that OJ did it, and they're like, okay, you know, can we kind of move past this once and for all? And of course, the money's not going to bring their son back, but it's like they can, as best as they can, finally move on.
Yeah.
Right.
It's good that Laverne did retract or kind of step back a bit, because it's like, you can't expect the Goldman family.
It's probably
to be
more of a pain in the butt for him to not to double down and triple down and
yeah.
and then introduce more litigation probably. And where he's just like, you know what, they'll get what the civil judgment said, and then.
And that's the end. Speaking of OJ, the owners of the infamous white Bronco say that they're thinking of selling it now and are hoping to get at least $1.5 million. They claim that the plan was to always sell this year because this year is the 30th anniversary of the chase. OJ's death just so happened to be a coincidence.
Yeah, I remember there was an episode of Pawn Stars, I think, where they did have the owners of the white Bronco on and they were talking about it. I don't remember what the offer was or what the sale price was then. They said that they've had offers for $750,000, but obviously now with OJ's passing and it being the 30 years, you know, probably time to capitalize on
that. It's like an artist. After the artist dies, the work becomes all the
more
valuable.
Well, listen, I'm after Miha goes to bed, I'm going to sleep myself watching the OJ drama that FX did. I'm
with,
working my
with David Schwimmer.
Yeah, David Schwimmer, Cuba Gooding Jr. So yeah, I mean, it's on people's minds, and they're you know, watching the documentaries or just doing whatever they're going to do. We have good news on the Billy Joel fiasco that we talked about yesterday. CBS says they will make good on that. They'll re-air his 100th residency performance at Madison Square Garden. It'll be Friday night at 8 o'clock. So set your DVRs.
Yeah, as you should, yes. And lastly here, country legend Randy Travis bringing his More Life tour to Pensacola. The show date is set for September 14th with pre-sale tickets starting this Thursday and general sale on Friday at 10 a.m. Tickets are available at PensacolaSanger.com and start at $49.
All right, we'll take a final break this hour. Back with Wacky Stories, Good News, and a recap of today's top three stories next.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time, with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, I know what that's
from. You know
from.
What that's from. Okay.
Yes.
I am doing the cowbell in the newsroom here.
And if you don't know what it's from, it's an SNL skit with Will Ferrell.
Yes. Our former host did not get the reference, at least right away.
Really? She didn't know that.
Names will not. Well, it wasn't Gracie. It was Bobby, actually.
Oh, come
on. I know. Yeah. I was floored. Floored by that. Which is way more egregious than anything that you have done in not understanding references to.
I think especially when it comes to his age and yes. the fact that yes. a lot of the stuff that I haven't seen, at least I understand where it's from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no.
But you know, it comes up, and every time it does, I, of course, think of the scene, and I think I came into a segment saying, yes, I'm Bruce Dickinson, the Bruce Dickinson, and Bobby's just like, huh? The heck are you talking about?
Yeah. you got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
That's right.
Just about 4:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it, before the end of this hour. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we've got some problems there. And it is breaking up slowly but surely, but there is still a lot between Gulf Breeze High School and Oriole Beach, so be on the lookout for that. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, we do have some problems there. Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, is still dealing with some minor backups at this time, but I believe that's just some evening runoff there. And then it's Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field, and then further westbound past Windhaven Beach. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be mostly cloudy with low temperatures down in the 60s. We've got mostly cloudy skies really for the next couple of days or so. It will be a little on the warm side and a little humid too. High temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, a little bit warmer along the inland areas and just a little bit cooler along those coastal zones. Looking ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first morning WEAR News weather forecast.
If you're just checking in with us, a recap of today's top three stories. House Speaker Mike Johnson today unveiling a plan for foreign aid. He will call for four separate bills to be voted on independently, funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other priorities, which I guess are not specified. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack over the weekend. He has now called his war cabinet together for the second time in less than 24 hours. The attack largely unsuccessful from Iran over the weekend. No deaths and very little damage, thanks in large part to the Iron Dome. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell pouring cold water on the chances of possible interest rate cuts next month. He says there's been a lack of progress on inflation so far this year and that higher rates should remain as they still try to get inflation down to 2%. Taking a look at some wackier stories making the rounds today. Austin, I'm not sure if this is harassment or the greatest thing that's ever happened to somebody.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
A guy in Canada named Justin Rybicki says he's being harassed by endless pizza deliveries. It's been happening for the last 6 months, and he can't get it to stop. At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are not only using his address, but also his email and his phone number. They're not getting charged to his card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't make the order and sends the pizzas back. He reported the deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information. He thought maybe he had somewhat gotten hacked.
Yeah.
Police told him to change his number, so he did, but that didn't stop the deliveries. And they don't just go to his home, they show up at his work, too. He called Pizza 73, told them not to accept any orders under his name, and then the scammer switched to Domino's.
What?
So,
That's where our story ends?
That's it. Yeah, I mean, they're still investigating. They haven't been able to figure out how this is happening, but it's about $1,000 worth of pizzas that he's getting delivered here in the last 6 months.
What a jerk, whoever's doing that. A man is facing charges after he allegedly tried to rob a convenience store with a 5-foot snake around his neck in Memphis. Uh-huh. This was probably Joe Ford, if I had to place my bets.
Yeah, right.
Police say that 26-year-old Reginald Cook initially went into the store around 2 a.m. and demanded money from the register. The cashier refused and Cook left. He returned again about an hour later, this time with the snake, and again demanded money. Cook also reportedly reached into his backpack, and that's when the clerk grabbed his own gun in self-defense. Police showed up before any shots were fired, and Cook was arrested. So was the snake like a threat? Was that his weapon of choice?
I mean, it would be. Well,
Joe's like, I'd be threatened.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, the guy says, hey, I demand your money, and then he leaves and then comes back with a 5-foot snake around his neck. Yeah, 100%. I'm firing first and asking questions later. All right, some good news. Really
Please.
Good news. involving us here at News Radio 92.3.
Really?
Just picking up a big-time award today. The National Association of Broadcasters announced that News Radio had won a 2024 Crystal Award for year-round excellence in community service. 50 radio stations around the country are named finalists and 10 winners chosen by a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service groups, and public relations firms. This is News Radio's second Crystal Award.
Well, good for us.
Yeah,
I should have champagne in this Zaxby's cup here.
They're not going to say it, but as I understand it, our candidacy really picked up when you came on.
Oh, really? I'm blushing, Joe.
I think that's what happened.
Thank you. I'm not going to look at the text line because I don't want them to correct you. So I'll keep that in mind. Lastly here, very quickly, a Girl Scout troop near Nashville raised a bunch of money selling cookies this year and used it to help people find their lost pets. They installed microchip scanners at their local library and a nearby animal shelter. So now anyone who finds a lost dog or cat can bring them in and scan them.
Oh, very cool. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. We're back in 10 minutes for hour number 2. Another full rundown of everything happening in your world on Pensacola right now.